Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Update on Thunder Country, brought to you by Quicklane Tire and Auto in Sheraton. They're open now for all your automotive repairs. Showers are likely overnight tonight, possibly a thunderstorm for your Tuesday. Another rainy day. Thunderstorms in the forecast, not expected to be severe. The high around 48 degrees.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me now in the studio for my session of Just Start Talking, I've got Kevin Bernard. He's with me here today. And Kevin, thanks for stopping in to KIIC.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
You bet. And so, consequently, you've got a business that we will be getting into here in a little bit, but tell me a little bit about your background.
I was born and raised in Grinnell, Iowa, just up the road about, 70 miles or so, and that's where I was educated and lived for 28 years of my life, and then moved south to Oskaloosa in the year 2002, and in just late 2013, when I moved here to Albia.
Talk a little bit about your experience work-wise then as you made your way from Grinnell to Oskaloosa.
Well, I started out, I was in Oskaloosa for a little time as a teenager, and I did work at a private-owned restaurant there. That's where I started out. Then I just, basically a lot of freelance landscaping jobs that I did in Grinnell. And other than that, I did quite a bit of factory work, but I was never happy in the factory, so...
I like the way you say that, because if you're not happy with something, why are you doing it in the first place?
Yeah, yeah.
So you eventually got into the Albia area, and you started helping out an individual that was involved with the Statues Unlimited. Talk about that relationship that you had.
Yeah, well, when we first moved here in 2013, I happened to move into the house right next door to Toad Callen, who is the one of the owners and proprietors of Statues Unlimited back then, and he approached me, I think it was 2 or 3 days after we'd moved in and settled in, and told me about what he did and showed me some of his work, and that's when I told him that I was new in town, that if he ever needed a hand with anything, you know, to come over and knock on my door, and I'd see what I could do for him and all that, and so it was probably less than a week when he knocked on my door and took me down to the shop there, gave me the 101 on that, and showed me around. Then we went out on deliveries with his items. And from there, it just started from there. I got my foot in the door there, so.
We're talking with Kevin Bernard, and of course, he's got a business that we're going to be getting into, but he's talking about his experience there at Statues Unlimited. So many times in business, Kevin, they talk about location, 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 and the location of Statues Unlimited was right there at the intersection of the Y, north of town, by the railroad tracks there, Highway 137 and 5, and so it was a great place to show his wares, and people could just roll right off of the highway there to get in there. Talk about the items that they had there. You helped out and made these concrete statues. Talk about those.
Yeah, there was all various types of statues, benches, memorial stones, a little bit of, it's like a potluck of anything that you can make out of concrete.
The weights of those items sometimes could get quite heavy as well, and, sometimes many hands make light work, so having another pair of hands for this particular owner of Statues Unlimited was nice to have.
Yeah, yep.
Talk about the process in terms of mixing that concrete, because it's just not Portland cement. There's other ingredients as well that'll be going into that. Talk about the ratio that happens between the water and the sand and the gravel and the Portland.
I just found my own mix variant, because that's how he started me out. He always used his own rock and his own pile of sand and all that, and he showed me the rough idea of how to get it mixed. But he even told me himself, he said that I've never been too much in that part of it. So I mean, but I mean, I think he was a little bit trying to be a little generous on that too. The man knew quite a bit, but yeah, just I just kind of found my own groove on the sand to rock and Portland ratio, and just over time, you just get to know by looking at it what a good load looks like when it's mixing. So
it's kind of like pancake batter or waffle batter.
It's exactly like that. It really is.
You've got to have a consistency that you like. It can't be too runny. Can't be too thick. Has to be just right. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what you did. You got the blessing of the owner there, the Statues Unlimited, to quote unquote go out on your own.
Yeah.
Talk about that transition period of leaving him and starting out with your own item.
Yeah, it was. I think it was 2016 or 2017, back when he himself had a health scare back then too, and he decided that he was gonna, you know, start selling off his stuff and probably close up shop then. And then, you know, lo and behold, it came around that his health scare was actually, after they figured it out, it wasn't as major as they thought it was too, but he'd already sold out all of his stuff after that, and then he wanted to start again. And then in the process of him trying to start up again with me and all that too, it just wasn't working out that well, because he'd already sold off all of his stuff. And that's started up doing benches in there when I had some free time. I'd paint them up, and you know, I just saw something in the benches that, I mean, I don't think it isn't that he didn't see him, it's just he didn't want to take the time to do all that too. And so it just over time turned out that I finally told him that I had to go, that I wanted to go and do this on my own, because it just wasn't working out there very well. And
well, let's go ahead and talk about those concrete benches that you have. It's a simple design, but yet you can change so many different things there on the bench. You can paint, you can inscribe, you can put decals on. But before we get to that, let's go ahead and talk about the structure of it. You've got basically three pieces. You got two legs, and then you've got the bench that goes over it. Talk about the molds that you have for those.
Yeah, the molds are made out of a plastic, a kind of a hard plastic, and that's all you do. After your load is mixed, you pour it into the molds and shake them down, shake out all the air bubbles, and hope for the best when you flip them out the next day.
So I like the way you talked about the air bubbles, because air is a cavity that creates less strength. So getting those air bubbles out, you said you tapped them down. Mm-hmm. How long is that process in terms of tapping that air out of that mold?
No, it doesn't take very long at all. You know, I just give them a quick shakedown on my tables. And there's, I mean, different ones with different molds that have, you know, bigger cavities in it and whatnot. I have a special table in my garage that I have to put the larger pieces so that they go through the hole in my table, and then I have to come up from underneath with a rubber mallet and knock them out that way sometimes too. But
that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So on these legs that you have, do you have just one style of the mold, or are you having more styles than just that one?
Nope, I only have one style of legs, and that was a decision I'd made pretty much well out of the get-go when I wanted to do it on my own, because I've just been, I don't know how I'd say this, had been my experience with working at the shop, and Toad had a lot of different types of legs, which was good too, because there was a lot of variety. But there was some customers that, you know, when they figured out that they could switch the legs, and then there was, oh, probably, I would have to guess 15 or so different designs of legs. Some, I could just see people getting frustrated thinking about, well, this one goes with that and that goes. So right or wrong, I just decided to go with one style of leg so that it'd eliminate a lot of the confusion or whatever with customers. Or
you take what you get, and
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
throw a fit. You got one choice, and away you go, right?
Yeah, with the legs, though, yeah. I've got seven different styles for the tops, though, the bench tops.
Well, let's wait a minute on those tops. Let's talk about those legs again. To release cakes and things on that nature, you usually use a cooking spray. How do you release the concrete? Is it just punch it out of there, or is there a certain coating that you put on just before you put the concrete in?
Yeah, I oil them up, but my molds up really, it's just like the thinnest of a film of coating that you put inside of the molds in the beginning. And myself, I use Wesson oil. It's cooking oil is what I use. So hasn't failed me yet, and it's never damaged the molds or anything. I clean them out a couple times a year, though. So,
well, that makes sense, because you have quite a number of activities going on.
Then old Toad, the guy that trained me, it didn't have anything to do with what he did, but one of his favorite sayings is, now you're cooking with Crisco. So, not really realizing that I was going to be using the Crisco
there you
part
go.
Of my work.
So, there you go. Yeah. I'm talking with Kevin Bernard. He's got an activity, a business at his place doing concrete benches. Let's go ahead and get into those benches and what types you have to offer, Kevin. Talk about what some of the tops can look like.
Well, the tops are, we've got the basic of basics, which is just a plain top one. And then I've got two styles of like religious ones. I've got a praying hands and a cross. And I've got a farm scene, and then there's another one that's just like a basket weave pattern. And I got a military one that says God Bless America and All Those Who Defend It, which has an eagle on it too, and a flag and whatnot.
When I met you over there at Brick Street Grill over there, you gave me your business card, and on the card it had a picture of a very, very unique edging that I really appreciate. How many different types do you have for that particular edging?
Every bench that I have except for two. Five of the seven have that same exact edging on it. And then the two bigger ones, which is my cross and one called the Tree of Life, has a little bit different of an edging because they're bigger benches. But it's all in all kind of the same style. It's just the bubbles or whatever around the outside of them are a little more, they're bigger and more defined on the bigger benches.
Okay. And this particular bench, it looked like it was copper on the edge, and then you painted the top. You've got several different varieties that you can do to, quote-unquote, spruce these up.
Yes. That was one of my main reasons of wanting to do the benches on my own, because of the paint ideas and paint schemes that I had in mind, because I've never been an artist, so to speak, or anything like that. But, you know, I figured if I could paint a straight line and, you know, just kind of, I don't know the word I use, I just kind of class them up a little bit with some different paints and, you know, make the scenes on them pop out, you know, as I was really into that. So,
yeah.
And I just kind of... Toad showed me how to bronze them, which is what you see around the outside on the edges is a bronzing, and he showed me his technique of how he gets that done and everything, and I just kind of took that and ran with it, and I guess I wouldn't know about come up with my own technique, but it's how it happened.
I'll tell you what.
I just started punching a brush in there, and it worked out to how I like it. So
this particular picture there that you have on your business card is really an outstanding photo of that, and I just really am amazed. Now, not only can you do those different paints, you can put down different stickers or emblems.
Yeah,
so
that's what.
Talk about that process.
Yeah, when I get all sorts of people that want to personalize them for them, you know, with what their favorite sports team and all that, that's what they do is they order the flat top bench. What I have, I have the customer, whoever, you know, pick out their favorite decal from their sports team or that they want, you know, to personalize them to themselves. And then after the decal gets there, that's when I start putting the paint to them and the sealant. And like I said, and the decals will go on there. And, you know, it's a hit and miss sometimes. It's taken me a long time to figure out how to get those decals to, you know, stay on there, you know, I wouldn't say permanently, but stay on there a lot longer than what they used to.
Yeah.
Just due to experimentation. But, yeah, one of my favorite sales or whatever is people that want their own sports, you know, just whether it's, you know, just the home team here in Albia or Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Cubs, you know, I paint them to the styles of their teams, the colors, and then slap the decal on them.
That's great. So, yeah. And also with that, you were talking about the paint. I asked you over there at Brick Street what type of paint it was, and you basically said it's just plain old?
Yeah, plain old Walmart matte finish craft paint, cheap stuff. but after you seal it up, it speaks for itself.
right. So, yeah. And that sealer, you probably put on, what, two coats of that?
No, three to four coats, actually, depending on just what it looks like. I go by the look of it after each coat dries, because I paint it all by hand and everything, so I just... It's one of those things, you slap it down and then wait for it to dry and see what it looks like under the light.
Yeah, that's great. I'm talking with Kevin Bernard. He's got a business there at his place and concrete benches that are happening. And, of course, people need to realize this. It's three different pieces of concrete. You've got the two legs and then you got the bench that goes on top. Talk about the fastening of those three pieces a little bit, Kevin. It doesn't just come together like a jigsaw puzzle.
No, it's just you got the two legs and then the bench top, and then you pretty much will line up your legs where you want them, and then you just set the bench top right down on them. And you can go with, if you find a permanent place and you're not ever planning on moving it, you can definitely glue the seat down to the legs with a concrete kind of glue, and some people are already set up to where they can drill holes into it and put rebar in it and seal it that way. I'm not really set up to do that, but I have glue at my place that I use when, if people are asking about it and know that they want it, I'll send them home with some of my concrete glue so that when they get it set up, they can keep it sealed.
Is that different than epoxy then?
Yeah, it's the glue that I use is actually made by Elmer's. It's kind of like an epoxy, but what it looks like to me when you put it down, it looks like Elmer's wood glue, but it's concrete glue.
Okay.
So,
talk about the process in terms of length of time. Let's assume somebody says, I would like to get one of these from start to finish. What are we talking in terms of time-wise?
The weather has everything to do with that. If it's in the dead heat of the summer, if I don't have one in stock when my wife answers a call or whatever, I can usually get it in the mold, by the next day. And, in the heat of the summer, I could pour it in one day and then dump it out the next morning, and then I got to let it cure out from there. Now, if they want it painted, I've got to let it cure out for, in the dead of summer, without much moisture, I got to let it cure out for at least, I usually go about 3 weeks to let it cure out good before I put the paint on it, because that was a self-learning thing is not to, you can't just dump them out of the mold and start slapping paint on them because it's too much moisture in it. It just doesn't work. But yeah. So I say from start to finish, if somebody wanted one painted, I'd have to say if I don't have one that's, already been in the sun for a while, it could take up to 3 weeks to get an order fulfilled just to make sure it's done right.
I like the way you say that, and of course you use the word cure. Some people say, what does that mean? That's going to allow the product to become harder over time because of the fact that it's got to get all of those properties taken care of in combination to get stronger. Of course, you don't want a bench to fall apart on you.
No. That's another learning course I went on, too, was... and I found that out from my own porch. I just set one up there, and throughout the course of one winter, with all the wintertime salts you put down, it kind of crumbled away the legs of one of my benches that I had at home, and so I kind of put that together that it was the wintertime salts that did that. So
okay.
That's why I always tell everybody that wherever they set it up, you can always keep it away from your sidewalk salts and that for the wintertime, because it's been my experience that it's very treacherous to the kind of concrete I work with. But
that makes a lot of sense. Now, earlier you mentioned your wife, Vicki, and you said that she takes the orders. Talk about ways that people can get in contact with you to get these benches ordered in the first place.
Well, we don't have really much. She advertises on the Facebook marketplace and the local buy, sell, and trade areas around here. So she lists in usually quite a few surrounding counties. So you're bound to find it on the buy, sell, and trades in the Facebook marketplace if you look for them.
This is interesting stuff. I'm talking with Kevin Bernard. One of the things that you and I talked about over at Brick Street Grill was the fact that this is a good option for people in terms of losing a loved one. Instead of buying a headstone or a footstone, they can buy a bench to put into the cemetery. Talk about your reasoning behind that.
Well, it was a reasoning that I guess I'd never really thought of it a whole lot when I first started it, until we did have customers start, that would get a hold of my wife and was saying that they wanted one for the cemetery. because they wasn't really able to afford a tombstone or a gravestone or anything like that. And so, you know, I did the best I could with, you know, all the advice I could give them. And then we've had people over the years that, you know, they'd buy one and then unfortunately there's criminals out there that don't have no bearings or they do damage. And, you know, unfortunately, I've had a couple of customers that have had theirs vandalized and not stolen or anything, but just vandalized. So basically about all I can tell them is when they get them out to the cemeteries to glue them down, I'll always send them with my glue or something like that. But yeah, it's a good feeling to know you're helping somebody out like that too. You know, people that, because like I said, me and my wife have been in that boat most of our life, you know, not always been able to, you know, purchase, you know, little thing, even like little things like a tombstone or if you needed it or stuff like that. So I mean, that's, it really opened my eyes to what I was doing there. Is then people that are wanting them, that they just absolutely love them because they seem a lot more they seem like they're a little more personalized to them too, because it's a smaller thing and it isn't in the graveyard or in the cemetery or whatever. Is that they need to check with their local city ordinances of what you can and can't put there, because some of them won't allow you to have stuff like that, or you'll have to build a concrete platform for them or something. So yeah.
I'm talking with Kevin Bernard. He's making concrete benches right here in Albia. I like the fact that you said that you feel good helping other people out when they lose a loved one. This is an option for them to get a bench as opposed to a tombstone or a gravestone. Talk about the weight. One of the things that some people worry about is, can I handle this? It's probably got a little bit of poundage to it.
Yes, they sure do. And that's after, like I said, is I can't really work in the wintertime with them because I don't have a heated garage. It even takes me a good week or two in springtime when I start going to start dealing with all the weight again. But I'd say the tops, the average weight of the tops is between 70 and 90 pounds, and each leg is approximately 25 pounds. So you're looking at an overall right around 150, 175 pounds for the whole total three pieces.
Interesting stuff there. People need to make certain that they've got an extra hand or two to carry that around.
Yes, yes.
What about the future? Have you ever thought of expanding in terms of other molds, or how do you go about looking for something different or unique?
No, I just go with my mold guy that's out of Tennessee. That's the only place that I'll buy my molds from anyway, too. And I just kind of just go with what I have for the time being with the seven designs that I have now. They still seem to be doing good. And as far as expanding, I don't know. I'm just calm. I wouldn't really have any idea how to put my foot too forward to figure out how to do that. And then I don't want to get myself in over my head either right now, too, because I'm my own employee.
Right. So there's something to be said about biting off too much that you can chew it. There.
Yeah.
So
that's
good deal.
Right now, yeah, I'm definitely fine with just working with the benches.
I'm talking with Kevin Bernard. He makes concrete benches right here in Albia. You can get a hold of him on Buy, Sell, Trade and Facebook as well and make that contact. And Kevin, thanks for taking time out to be with us on our installment of Just Start Talking. And our listeners, if you want to listen to this activity one more time as a podcast, go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Click that audio vault. And then on the right side, you can see that Just Start Talking segment right here on KIIC. Kevin, thank you for being here with us.
Yes, thank you, Matt. Appreciate the time.
Never die. Now the only thing that's left of them is the teardrops in my eyes. If I could have one wish today and know it would be done, well, I would say everyone could stay till they're too old to die young. Let me watch my children grow to see. I'm too old to die young.
Joe Bandy for you. 20% of the ladies put this on before going to the gym. No, it's not color coding. It does have something to do with color. And it's not a certain type of clothing.
I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was real. Cool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit here. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my hat down to my boots. I still act and look the to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're all free to choose. I was country when country wasn't cool.
Hey, I was country.
He's got metal fatigue, and that old couch sure looks fine. All week he's been gone, she's been sitting alone, slowly going out of her mind. As he kicks off his shoes for the 6 o'clock news, she's getting all prettied up. While she's wanting to boogie, he wants to lay there. She's got